Breathe deeply and relax completely. Breathe deeply and relax completely. And allow the quietness of spirit to begin to come in. And you feel the relaxing power coming into the toes of both of your feet at the same time. It's moving right on down into the ball, into your arches, into your heels, and right on up to your ankles. Completely relaxed, completely relaxed. And now feel the relaxing sensations move on up your legs to your knees, relaxing all the muscles as it goes. And on up your legs now to your thighs and to your hips, permeating every cell and every atom. And you're relaxing completely, relaxing completely. Keeping your full attention now on relaxing your body and on the sound of my voice. As a relaxing power now moves on down into the fingers of both of your hands, relaxing your hands. Feel your hands relaxing, and feel the relaxing sensations move on up into your forearms, and on up into your upper arms, just completely relaxing your fingers and hands and forearms and upper arms. The relaxing sensations now move on down into the base of your spine. Imagine a warmth in the base of your spine, and imagine it beginning to move slowly up your spine, and into the back of your neck and shoulder muscles. And the back of your neck and shoulder muscles are now loose and limp, just completely relaxed. And the relaxing sensations now move on up the back of your neck and into your scalp, relaxing your scalp. And they drain down into your facial muscles, relaxing your facial muscles. Now your jaw is relaxed. Allow a little space between your teeth, and your throat is relaxed. And your entire body is now relaxed all over in every way, and all tension is gone. From your body and mind. All tension is gone from your body and mind. And in just a moment, we'll begin to expand your aura by balancing and charging your chakra energy centers. So to begin this process, imagine a beam of iridescent light coming down from above. Visualize, create the light with the unlimited power of your mind. A shimmering white God light coming down from above and entering your crown chakra on the top of your head. This is the universal light of life energy, and you feel it stimulating your crown chakra, which is purple in color. Visualize a swirling vortex of purple as the light opens, balances, and charges the chakra. Purple light, opening, balancing, charging. And the light is now moving on down into your brow chakra in the center of your forehead. Visualize a swirling blue-violet vortex of energy and sense the opening, balancing, and charging that's taking place. Blue-violet color, opening, balancing, charging. And the light continues on down into your throat chakra. Visualize a swirling silver-blue vortex of energy and sense the opening, balancing, and charging that's taking place. Silver-blue color, opening, balancing, charging. And the light continues on down into your heart chakra, which is a golden vortex of energy. Sense the opening, balancing, and charging that's taking place. A golden color, opening, balancing, charging. And the light continues on down into your solar plexus chakra, located on your spine at the level of your navel. Perceive several shades of red, opening, balancing, and charging. And the light continues on down into your spleen chakra, located on your spine just below your navel. Perceive a rainbow of colors, opening, balancing, and charging. And the light continues on down into your root chakra at the base of your spine. Perceive reds and oranges, opening, balancing, and charging. And your chakras are open, balanced, and charged, thus expanding your aura and attuning you to the subtle vibrations that will enhance your perception of subjective awareness. And as you now focus upon my voice, vividly imagine yourself going down, 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 deeper and deeper, down, number 7, deeper, 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 down, 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 number 6. Deeper, 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 down, down, down. Number 5. Deeper, 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 down, down, down. Number 4. Deeper, 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 down, down, down. Number 3. Deeper, 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 down, down, down. Number 2. Deeper, 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 down, down, down. Number 1. And you're just completely letting go as you continue on down, on down. Number 7. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Number 6. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Number 5. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Number four, deeper, deeper, deeper. Number three, deeper, deeper, deeper. Number two, deeper, deeper, deeper. Number one. And you're now very, very deep, and you feel deep. And if at any time you desire to awaken on your own, you can count yourself up from 1 to 5 to return to full beta consciousness, feeling relaxed and at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. You're now relaxed and at ease, and a quietness of spirit is filling your body and mind. And we'll begin with some suggestions that you'll accept on every level of your body and mind. You can easily leave your body. You can astral project. You can. You accept this. Out-of-body experiences are natural and easy for you. You astral project safely, surrounded by the light, and you always return to your physical body. You are in harmony with the positive powers of the universe. You ask your own spirit guides and masters to assist and protect you while astral projecting. You trust your intuition during the astral projection process. In your astral body, nothing is solid except in your mind. In your astral body, your conscious and unconscious thoughts control your reality. In your astral body, you experience no restrictions to your freedom. In your astral body, you can go anywhere you desire without interruption. You walk in the light. You're at one with the light, and you seek the blessing of the source of the light. And these suggestions will be accepted on every level of your body and mind, and so it is. And now, let's proceed to some exercises. First, vividly imagine yourself floating up out of your body. You find yourself near the ceiling, and you're looking down at yourself lying there. Now, this seems perfectly natural. So do this now. Vividly imagine the separation to condition all levels of mind to accept projection without anxiety. I'll remain quiet while you visualize. All right, now you'll soon be doing this for real. You have the power and ability to astral project. And now, once again, imagine yourself near the ceiling. Only this time, you float right on up through the ceiling, on up and up until you emerge through the roof and find yourself floating out into the sky. Then imagine yourself flying above the areas surrounding where you live. and again. You've just imagined what you'll soon be doing on your own. And now, I'd like you to vividly imagine beginning to spin or swing or sway. Use a visual to help yourself set this into motion. Make it real, and do what you can to enhance the spinning, swinging, or swaying experience. All right. Now, in addition to the swinging and swaying, if you can imagine a high-pitched whining sound, do so. Just create it and respond to it. This sound is a signal to some people that they're slipping into the separation phase. So go ahead and focus upon the sound, a high-pitched whining sound. Also, continue the spinning or swinging and swaying. All right, it's time to let go of this now. Every time you practice these exercises, the closer you get to actually projecting. But now, I want to program your mind with mental responses, which you'll use while out of body on the astral plane, where your thoughts will become your reality. The following are words and responses which you will accept for instant conditioned responses in case you need them. When you think one of these key words, you'll instantly react according to your conditioning. Now, the first conditioned response word is return. When you think or say the word return, you will instantly return to your physical body. When you think or say the word return, you'll physically move your right hand and instantly return to your physical body. The next code word is shield. When you think or say the word shield, you will automatically visualize a shield of magnetic white light surrounding your astral body. A shield of light that cannot be penetrated. Nothing can get through it. No negative thought form from another entity on the astral plane will be able to penetrate this shield. The word shield is your conditioned response word for a shield of magnetic white light to surround and protect you. The next code word is repel. When you say or think the word repel, you will automatically visualize a strong current of electrical energy being directed at any negative entity or force you desire to repel. This electrical energy will emit from the center of your forehead, from your third eye brow chakra, directly at an adversary to stop any undesirable advances. From this moment on, the word repel is your conditioned response code to use when you feel threatened or are forced to act defensively while in your astral body. If you think or say the word repel, you'll experience a strong current of electrical energy being directed from your third eye at whatever is threatening you. The next code are the numbers 3, 2, 1. Whenever you think or say the numbers 3, 2, 1 after returning to your physical body, you'll instantly recall all that transpired while you were out on the astral planes. The numbers 3, 2, 1 are your conditioned response code for instant recall. And these suggestions have been communicated to every level of your body and mind, and they've been accepted on every level of your body and mind. And so it is. And I'm now going to repeat the suggestions you heard earlier. You can easily leave your body. You can astral project. You can. You accept this. Out-of-body experiences are natural and easy for you. You astral project safely, surrounded by the light, and you always return to your physical body. You are in harmony with the positive powers of the universe. You ask your own spirit guides and masters to assist and protect you while astral projecting. You trust your intuition during the astral projection process. In your astral body, nothing is solid except in your mind. In your astral body, your conscious and unconscious thoughts control your reality. In your astral body, you experience no restrictions to your freedom. In your astral body, you can go anywhere you desire without interruption. You walk in the light. You're at one with the light, and you seek the blessing of the source of the light. And these suggestions will be accepted on every level of your body and mind, and so it is. And it's now time to vividly imagine another situation. This time, visualize your feet. See them in your mind, and then imagine that you have grown 2 inches taller or longer right through the soles of your feet. Do this now. Make it real and grow 2 inches longer. That's it. All right, now return to your normal height. And let's repeat the process, but this time, imagine that you're growing 2 inches longer through the top of your head. Now see it in your mind, feel it growing right out through the top of your head, 2 inches. That's it. And now return to your normal height. And let's do this again. Only this time, you'll imagine yourself growing 12 inches through the top of your head. So go ahead, do this now. Grow a full 12 inches right out through the top of your head. And now return to your normal height. Okay. Let's do this again. Only this time, you'll imagine yourself growing 24 inches through the top of your head. So go ahead, a full 24 inches. All right, now return to your normal height. Okay, one more time. Only this time, imagine yourself growing out the top of your head and keep on going until you're fully separated from your physical body. Also, imagine your fingers and hands floating on up as you fully separate. Imagine the separation until you find yourself in your astral body, floating free, fully separated from the physical. Go ahead and vividly imagine this. And now use the code word RETURN to instantly return to your physical body. All right. You'll soon be doing this for real once you're fully conditioned and if you practice enough. This growing out of your body is an exercise you can do while lying in bed. And it's a common separation technique used by people in an altered state to astral project. And it's now time to awaken to full beta consciousness. On the count of five, you'll open your eyes and be wide awake, fully alert, thinking and acting with calm self-assurance, and feeling fully rested and glad to be alive. You'll remember everything you just experienced and feel at peace with yourself, the world, and everyone in it. So number one, you're coming on up. Feel the lifeblood returning to your arms and legs, to your body and mind. Number two, coming on up filled with confidence in your ability to astral project. Number three, coming on up and sensing an internal balance and harmony. Number four, recall the situation in the room. And number five, wide awake, open your eyes and be wide awake. Number five, wide awake, open your eyes and feel good.